All right, let's move on to item 19, which is miscellaneous. And our first item is staff reports. Gail, do we have any staff reports today?
Yes, just one. In relation to the last item, David McDonald did indicate previously that he was interested in attending. So if it sounds like there's five that's interested, then you there might be some discussion.
No, I indicated David at the outset.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I missed that.
So I had him in that four, and it looks like we're rounded out with the hands that went up today.
Oh, great. Okay, good. So Sarah is still feverishly working on a lot of retirement applications. We have posted some information on the Sarah website around that, since we are seeing longer than usual turnaround times for some individuals. So I did want to mention that we are working very hard. We have filled some vacancies. We're working on some other vacancies. And so I wanted to make sure and mention that to the board. At the next board meeting, there will be an update on the new pension system. So that's what I had.
Okay. Any questions or comments for Gail? I don't see any hands up. So, all right. Outside professionals reports. It doesn't look like we have any on board with us today. So item C, trustee comments. Are there any trustee comments today?
Yes. SACR's had its spring conference now 2 weeks ago. Mike Sloan, Jay Kwan, and I were there. I know David was on the list, but I didn't see him. I'm assuming he wasn't there. In any event, I take notes in the sessions I attend, probably more for my own benefit, but hopefully capture things and the reason for it. Is that if I think about what it is that would be of interest to us as a group, that's helpful to me in trying to wade through, of course, lots and lots of material to get stuff that's of interest. I can take just a couple of moments on inflation. These are topic sessions. So inflation, historic inflation primarily comes from the services increases in prices. Recent inflation has been low, primarily because we've been less productive. Biggest current influence of inflation, used car increases in prices. Speaker thinks there will be a big drop in inflation in coming years. He also thinks that the coming deglobalization will reduce future inflation. And what to do now? Invest in equities and real assets. Second topic session, future of business in the metaverse or economy. Involves disruptive trends, use of blockchain technology and cryptocurrency. What is the metaverse? The world of the internet, which continues to expand rapidly. Lots of discussion around purchases of digital real estate and artwork, which are online only. I couldn't quite get my head around that, but somehow or another, you buy artwork that's online and you never get it. There's a real world apparently that does that. There's a current major use of NFTs, tokens for those of us not in the acronym world. Its primary use is laundering money. The US household debt compared to GDP is relatively low. Compared to the rest of the world, we are not a highly leveraged society. A frozen Russian-Ukrainian frozen war is livable. There is room for bond yields to rise for emerging market countries and global debt. And the Russian-Ukrainian war is making an attack by China on Taiwan much less likely. I, of course, recognize these are all the opinions of the speaker, so everyone can... Obviously, it doesn't have to agree with all the opinions. Navigating China and why it matters. California is the second largest exporting state, technology, education, aircraft. China is over 50% of the emerging market, MSCI market index. China is current biggest issue is a lack of effective COVID vaccine. Kind of interesting. Current major U.S. policy error, our requirement that by 2024, Chinese companies will have to adopt certain U.S. accounting standards to be listed on U.S. exchanges. He believes that there is over $2 trillion in potentially impacted Chinese stocks. He also believes that the intertwining of U.S. and China industries is here to stay. China has over 100 million people working in factories. The U.S. has approximately 120 million who are employed. Interesting numbers. Private credit outlook. The appeal of debt is that the investor has the first right to the borrower's assets. Of course, you're all aware of that. Its debt is less risky than equity, and it is terminating or going bad. Floating rates versus fixed rates are becoming more common. Private debt has higher risk adjusted returns than does traditional debt. Distressed private debt attempts to get a sponsor guarantee or collateral, and private debt funds lots of private equity deals. 20% of all buyout deals since 2000 have been losers, by the way. In the final section, Bitcoin, blockchain, and crypto. It's first Bitcoin and various other forms of cryptocurrency are not a currency. For the most part, they are not a way to buy something. Blockchain is a database that no one controls. Blockchain creates property rights in crypto, no need for a bank. Crypto has been one of the best performing assets, high returns and low correlation to other securities.
When was hey, John, didn't mean to interrupt you, but in terms of that remark about crypto and its performance, what was the date of the Sackers presentation?
It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, just before it dropped about.
Just before it dropped. That's, of course, the chart on crypto. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. This was a moment in time.
And also, did they touch on the opportunities and real instances of outright fraud in crypto?
They did not.
Millions of quote unquote Bitcoins and whatnot have been skimmed off. It's just terrible.
My sense of reading about it is that's absolutely correct. I don't recall any discussion on fraud, which seems to me to be a huge issue. How to buy or how to invest, if you're so inclined. You can buy shares, of course we could for the plan, in Coinbase, establish an account in Coinbase in which you can buy other crypto forms, types of currency. There are various ETFs, and of course you can go buy a Bitcoin, primarily by opening an account in Coinbase. High volatility, high drawdowns. Again, as our speaker, every central bank will go to a digital currency in 5 years in order to move money. However, if you send money to the wrong address in a blockchain, you do not get it back. It is not like the bank doing it and the bank made a mistake, or you have some recourse in resolving going to the wrong address. You're just out of luck. And value, by the way, is determined by supply and demand. What that means is when you buy any piece of crypto, a Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, at a price, your assumption is somebody out there will buy it from you at a higher price. Good luck, of course. And there's a huge generational divide with most interest in younger adults.
You got me convinced, John. I'm going to go out and buy a couple of Dodge coins really soon.
Yeah, so that, there's been a lot written and said about this, and there's been an ongoing discussion, at least until the most recent volatile drop in cryptocurrency, where the idea of pension fund investments in one or more of these asset classes has been discussed. So we did plan, and I think still do plan, to have Tim present on blockchain technology and in general on cryptocurrency, you know, what it is, what it's not. Not in any advocacy sense. This is this is going to be an informational item, but we are going to touch on it. I think for all the reasons you said, John. I mean, the risk inherent in it, to me, it's not a currency. It's not a recognized bargain for exchange medium, right? It doesn't have any attributes of currency that we would typically ascribe to currency. So I'm not a fan, but I think that we should know more about it as a board to be conversant with it. And related to you mentioned NFTs, non-fungible tokens. Right. There have been some great horror stories in the last 2 weeks about people who one guy purchased some piece of art, a one-off NFT for $15 million. And I think its current market value is less than $2,500 on the market. So the volatility, the hype, all of the hoo-ha surrounding this stuff is often driven by Instagram and other, social media. Is creating a bubble effect and then it pops. So very unstable. I know Warren Buffett doesn't like them and Jamie Dimon doesn't. So there's a lot of folks who have opinions. Mike Sloan.
I know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's right. I was just going to add to John's description of that. I happened to be sitting next to a trustee from San Diego and he was really, really interested in that, was asking a lot of questions. And right behind us was a trustee from San Joaquin County who apparently does this a lot. And he actually came forward, had this on his cell phone, and went through a purchase on his cell phone to show us how it was done. It's like buying something on Amazon, but it comes down to similar to day trading because, you could make a buck or you could kill yourself. He was explaining that last week he bought some Bitcoin for $60. It's now worth $23. So it's just that's what it is. I mean, if you want to get in there and deal with that and take a chance, and you don't want to put any more money in there than you're willing to lose. It's kind of like gambling at Reno.
Yep, exactly right.
They've got this non-fungible tokens. I think I saw the story about Jack Dorsey. Supposedly his first his first tweet was being auctioned for, and they were expecting $1 million or something for it. I think $25 was the highest bid they got.
Yeah.
There's that old saying about, I told my dad years ago, this thing is worth so-and-so. And he reminded me that it's only worth what somebody else is willing to pay for it.
Bottom line.
So that's... And then also another anecdote, different. I know someone at a police agency who I assume is in a position to know, and he has heard recently of a person in the learned professions who has reported a fraud where he lost more than $1 million in some kind of a effort to deal with Bitcoin or crypto. I won't lay it on Bitcoin. So it's scary as hell, I think.
Yeah, it's there's a lot to it, but to the point Mike made, you can open up a Coinbase account. I have them. I put a couple $100 in it so my son and I could learn the hard lessons of crypto, and did that, and dutifully saw the rise and fall of the empire of all $100 of it. So it lesson well learned, but it's very accessible. It's no different than having a TD Ameritrade or Schwab account. You can trade all day long if you want. And there are people apparently doing that. So,
well, one thing that it wouldn't affect us as our board if we were to buy or sell, because we don't have a tax implication. However, if you own it personally, you don't hear much discussion on this, but it's treated by the IRS as a security, not as currency.
Yes. So
every time there is a transaction where you're selling some or buying something with it, you now have a gain or loss. You have to track, of course, the basis, unless it's in your IRA. I stand corrected on that. But
right.
If it's outside of an IRA, you have a horrendous paperwork challenge, record-keeping challenge. for IRS this is, purposes.
This well, is the same crazy. Agency that just volunteered information about destroying 30 million records, the IRS.
Yeah.
So, but it's not going to affect anyone's.
Yeah, I think Coinbase and others are now required to issue 1099s on your investment activity because they do treat it as you know as a stock. So,
know you're required to check a box on your 1040 as to whether or not you, if you did, had any purchases or sales of crypto. So you have to notify the IRS that you're in the crypto business personally if you are.
Self-reporting.
Yes. Right. Otherwise, it's a fraudulent return if you don't report it.
Yes. All right. Any other trustee comments? That was interesting. Trustee comments or thoughts before
I'm sorry, the last thing I would say is I've gone to 3 crypto presentations hoping to learn how it worked. And so I'm looking forward to the 4th because I have no idea what the first 3 told me. Maybe I'm just a slow learner. So I'm looking forward to hearing from Tim and see whether or not I learned something out of that one.
Mining. That's where the money is, Jerry. Just remember that. All right.
No data mining. That's where the money
data
is.
Data mining. That's the one. All right. Well, I don't see any further comments from trustees. So at this point, we will stand adjourned and see you at our next meeting, which is June 8th. So be well, all. Take care.
Bye, all.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.